This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood is apparently well studied in utilizing every tactic possible to protect her organization. Over the summer, it became clear that those investigative videos were not going to go away. Since then, over the last 3 months, she has disclosed her abortion, essentially admitted wrongdoing, politely asked Congress to not investigate her organization, and told her abortion story again with grief. Now, in her latest interview with Katie Couric, the Planned Parenthood CEO is lecturing pro-life advocates, telling them to quit shaming the abortionists that prepare, market, and sell that which remains after an abortion. A broad range of Christian groups have issued a public letter saying the Obama administration has crafted new rules to take new health care premiums from faith-based groups to cover abortion services. They say the route to abortion coverage, in the carefully worded rules, is cloaked in anti-sex discrimination language. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Comcast is to be commended for doing what Hulu refused to do. The web TV provider has rejected simple 15-second ads, cautioning women about all-too-real abortion sales quotas at Planned Parenthood, and directing women instead to federally funded community health centers. This has been Life News Radio.